Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Steve Brandy. He's from Will County. He's with the Public Health Department there. Thanks for joining us, Steve. You're on WGN Radio.
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing real well. How do people in Will County get the vaccine? What are you recommending for people in places like Joliet and Frankfort and so on?
Well, it's for the whole county. Please register with us on our online information form if you have not done so yet. And that is how you get to a county appointment. And yes, this is vaccine driven. We've already been fortunate enough to have 52,700 shots given, 14,200 people have had both shots, but we've only just begun. We are just into Phase 1B. If you go to willcountyhealth.org on our website and look for the online information form, click it, give us your information. You're not registering for an appointment that way, but you are letting us know you want the vaccine, you want an appointment, and when we have a county appointment ready, you will be contacted with options. There's a phone number you're given to call for an appointment right here at the Will County Health Department building, and then links for some other clinics. Mm-hmm. This is moving fast. More clinics are opening. There's 22 partners we're working with, a lot of private clinics for various organizations. This is moving, but really, we've only just begun. I know everybody wants the vaccine very, very badly, and we're glad with the start we have, but we've only just begun, and I share in the frustration of everybody. We'd like to do this overnight, but of course it can't be done.
I like 52,700 and 14,200 times two shots already. In DuPage County, when you sign up, they will every week bounce back an email to you reminding you that they know you're in line or will be in line, that you are quote-unquote registered. Do you have something like that in Will County?
Not with the current online registration, but we do have a state program that's going to be up on our format soon that will have more communication with everybody and allow more direct activity.
Okay, but then let me make sure I got this. So if I go to the Will County site, I can register and you will then let me know when it is my turn. Is that correct?
That's right, and your best bet might be just Google Will County Vaccination Online Information, boom, and it'll come up where it's the first item, probably the story I put on our website, and where it says click here for online information survey, click here, give us your information, and we will have it. We had to make an adjustment after the governor said we want Phase 1B to be 65 and older, which we thought was great, so the original question was, are you, I think, over 75 now? If you say no, you get a supplemental question, are you over 65? Mm-hmm. That was a bit of a curveball, but it was a good curveball. We were glad that the governor made that decision.
When do you think in Will County you will get through 1B?
Oh, it'll be several weeks and many months, I'm sure, because there's thousands and thousands of people that need the vaccine. 125,000, probably more by now, have signed up on that online information form to get the register for interest in the vaccine. But you know what we're hoping for? You know, all the reports that now we're going to have the pharmacies getting direct shipments from the federal government, that's going to be wonderful, because then the pharmacies will be confident that they can make and keep their own appointments.
I got that.
It'll happen gradually, but we want everybody to go the first place they can get vaccinated, be it a pharmacy in your neighborhood, be it a Will County clinic. And please check with your doctor. Doctor's offices are allowed to register to be providers of a vaccine if they choose to do so. Go to the IDPH website, iCare. iCare is their immunization registry. We'd love to see more doctors get directly involved.
Okay, hold on, Steve, because you're starting to answer a question that I have, and then I want to just sneak in a couple of calls here. But that is, DuPage County and Cook County said the same thing. Go ahead and register through the city or county portal. But if you want to try another means, go ahead. They're not going to stop you. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, of course. I mean, you're not going to stop you. Look, we want people to get vaccinated, and we want you to pursue every option. We'd love to serve you at a county clinic, but I get emails every day, cancel my appointment. I just got my shot somewhere else. It might have been with a pharmacy.
Yeah,
it might have been their local employer.
Yeah, yeah. Holly had a question for you. Holly, you're on WGN Radio. How can we help you, Holly?
Yes, what about people that don't have access to a computer? How do we get registered?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Yeah, one thing we have done is we've hooked up with the Will County Senior Services, and they are offering you help, because a lot of times it is those 60 and over that don't have computer access. If you call Will County Senior Services, this is on our website, but it's 815-723-9713. They'll hook you up with a volunteer where you can give them the information, and they will put it into a computer themselves, or they will help you if you have your own computer and you're having trouble navigating it.
But somebody might actually enter the information for you, and that number is 815-723-9713. I'll repeat it again in a minute. And we're going to update my webpage, too, at WGNradio.com. Doesn't do you any good if you're not on a computer, but I think this will be helpful to a lot of people. My Facebook page as well. I'm WGN King John with some of these numbers, 815-723-9713. If you don't want to try it on the computer, you want to talk to a human being, call that number. Although I bet that number's busy a lot of the time. Is that number busy a lot of the time, Steve?
It is. And, you know, it's been wonderful that they stepped out to do it. It's great. We appreciate it. But we really, it takes a village, literally. Look, anybody that can help, you know what the greatest thing is? We've had so many volunteers step forward, especially retired nurses who are, of course, still qualified to administer the shots. And they say, we want to help. Please sign us up. And that's great. We've had volunteers come out of the woodwork in Will County. Some of them just want to help at clinics, like guide people to their seats when they have to sit for 15 minutes to make sure there's no reaction to the shot. So God bless everybody
that has
stepped forward.
Okay, we are out of time. Steve Brandy is the public information officer for the Will County Health Department. And again, you can just Google Will County Health Department, sign up for the vaccine, or call that number, 815-723-9713. Sign up through the county portal. They'll let you know when it's your turn, or use other means. Okay, thanks for your time, and good luck to you all down there.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
That's Steve.